I'm from Anurag Singh. Dear Gurudev, in your quote on Facebook, it is written, "Everything in spiritual life is subjective, personal, and individual." What does subjective mean here?
Look it up in the dictionary. Subjective means it's from your viewpoint. Because all even Vaishnavacharyas, Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Dean Bark, etc., they all have a different idea, a different viewpoint, an idea about the identity of the jiva. Even the very jivava, they have a different opinion. And they're all different individuals, a different viewpoint. Individual viewpoint, individual conception of subjectivity. It's not one. God is not one. God is many. Eko Bahusham, from one came many. So Krishna, when you look at Brahma Sri, he says, Anatta Rupa, Anatta Dhamma, Anatta Nama, Narup, Gun, is all Anatta, unlimited. So you have your spirit, you have one spiritual world for you. That's subjective. You and your God. Me and my God, you and your God, you and your God. You're all right, you're my Rani, you're all right. There's not one all right, go around the table. It's all individual and subjective. Some writers, they write about Rakan, crystal steps, lapis lazuli, all kinds of ovules. Other writers say it's just a pond in the middle of a forest with some mud steps going into the water. There's a little bamboo shack on the little bamboo kunj where they go exchange their clothes on the banks. Not some 64-room palace of Lita Sakhi, three stories high, 64 rooms on the first floor, 128 rooms on the second floor, 360 rooms on the third floor. Go into the reason to describe Lita's palace like Bill Gates' house or something. Like a $120 million palace. So it's how you, so different writers, Kari Karapur writes one way, another Sher writes another way. It's all subjective. Krishna stayed in Chattikar. He lived 3 years out of his travel home. He lived 3 years out of his wagon, sleeping on the ground with the buffaloes. 3 years he lived in underground, Gokul, sleeping in a little mud hut. And 3 years, three years, 6 months, he lived in underground in his grandfather's palace. But for he lived 11 years in Vrindavan. So, two-thirds of his life, he slept on the ground with the cows. eight out of 11 years, he slept on the ground. Like a dog. Nice. But, crystal beds, and ivory beds, and silk cabbage. Yeah, wow. So some people like that. That's subjectivity. Some people like ambience. Some people like to walk in the forest. Some people like to drive Ferraris. Different stroke. So that's subjectivity. As you want to see the spiritual world, that's how it'll be. Exactly. My spiritual world's not going to have any of my enemies in it. This material world has so many enemies. When I get there, home free, man. But dogs won't bite me. There'll be dogs there, but they won't chase me among our teeth. Monkeys will take my glasses. Monkeys will bring me mangoes and bring me... Okay, then. Here, one for you, one for me. For sure. I'll give the monkey a basket. The monkey will go pick all the mangoes. I'll take two and give 10 to them. partnership. The bag is up high, you know. Hey, come here. It's sharing. share the bag. So that's the reality up there. No bars, no limitations, no walls around the property. When I grew up, you could walk out your backyard and walk across the next guy's. You can walk all around the neighborhood. No walls. No walls anywhere. House, you just walk everywhere. Just all lawns everywhere, just walk. Here. Everyone's in prison here, falling prisoners, you know, out of walls. Bobby's in prison over there, I'm in prison. Guards, don't try to escape. Barbed fences, mushroom fences. Try to escape. Okay, what else?